Joining me on the phone right now is Dryden McDonald's franchisee Brett O'Meara. Big special day is coming up very soon. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Richard, we're in the final countdown to September 22nd, which is our 27th McHappy Day in Canada, if you can believe that. Since 1981, we've served 425,000 families across Canada and over 26,000 per year. And I can tell you that a lot of people from the Dryden area and surrounding communities have used Ronald McDonald House Charities, particularly down in Winnipeg, where there is a house and a room. In fact, they're rebuilding the house down there. There's a brand new house being built as we speak right now.
That's fantastic. So this Wednesday, it being McHappy Day, I've been doing a little bit of reading about the day. I think we all know that some of the proceeds from the Big Macs over the years have been going to help out the charity, but it seems there's going to be a lot more than that this year.
Absolutely, Richard. And first of all, let me back up a little bit here. Everyone in Dryden knows that McHappy Day is the first week, the first Wednesday in May. That's been traditionally for 26 years. But a little thing called coronavirus came up and bit us in the rear end, and we had to juggle things. But the reality is there's still families that are in need. And this September 22nd, you can come down. It used to be that you had to only buy a Big Mac or a hot drink or a Happy Meal. This year, whatever you buy, a portion of those proceeds is going directly to Ronald McDonald House Charities.
And over the years, a lot of money has been raised.
A lot of money, millions and millions of dollars raised. We try to break a record each year. We have individual restaurant records. I know in Dryden, we'd like to get up over $6,000 in terms of funds raised for the day to go directly to the house. And I can tell you that every single year, the residents of Dryden and surrounding areas, they show overwhelming support and pride of community and in a sense of giving. And we appreciate them so much. There's many, many ways that you can give, either leading up to the day or on the day itself. A lot of you will know we're already selling hearts for a couple of dollars, and you get a little digital message with that from a celebrity. We're also allowing you to round up your meal by adding additional $5, and you get a collectible pair of socks, and you can also round up to the nearest dollar. So a lot of pre-work being done, and then, of course, September 22nd on Wednesday, that's the big day.
Brett, for those who don't live in a community that have a McDonald's, there are still other ways that they can be a part of this, be a part of McHappy Day, and help out others. There's ways of doing things online.
You can log on to McDonald's website. You can log on to RMHC. You can also use your app if you've downloaded and used my McDonald's app. And there's lots of different methods to use to raise money for the house as well. You can also go online and start your own kind of raising challenge, be recognized on mymcdonald.ca as well, which is kind of an exciting thing a lot of people like to do as well, kind of as a challenge.
Social media as well playing a factor?
Social media is a huge factor. It really has grown tremendously over the years, and getting the word out amongst your, your digital friends is really imperative. And of course, utilizing all channels just to help us with the day. You know, Richard, we as a McDonald's brand in Dryden, we love giving back to the community. We want people coming in our doors and saying, we need help. You know, can you help us here? We're hosting an event, a sporting event, whatever the case may be. This is the one time a year where we turn outwards and we say to the people of Dryden, can you help us give back this year? Can you help these families and children that are in need?
We will do that. McHappy Day coming up very soon, this Wednesday, September the 22nd. My guest this morning has been Dryden franchise McDonald's owner, Brett O'Meara. Brett, anything else quickly before we go?
Just a big thank you in advance, Richard. I know it's been a tough couple of years. I want to thank everyone in Dryden for the support that you've shown to us, our business, and even our competitors. I'm sure I'm speaking for them. And again, we thank you for coming out on September 22nd, supporting Ronald McDonald House Charities and children and families that are in need and want to stay close together during their time of healing.
Thanks for taking the time to do this today, Brett.
Thanks, Richard.